Love of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a time to be just introduced to you guys with such a great song from Mark Block. It is awesome. Awesome to be with you. My name is Owen Farley. And this is actually the first time that I'm going to be with you today. And it really is such an honor. I believe that God has something really beautiful to talk about today. And it really comes down to this number one thing that the song just spoke about. And it is that Jesus loves you. I really want that to stick with you today and for you to know that, you know, there is just something so simple and yet the most essential thing for us, the most essential thing for us is to be in relationship with God. So we're going to carry on talking about this throughout this discussion that we have. So I'd just like to introduce myself just a little bit to you. I have been in full-time missions for the past 10 years and just been an absolute awesome journey discovering the love of God. And literally that's what it feels like I've been learning for the past 10 years is actually just how to fall in love with Jesus and who God really is. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about that today. 1 John 4 verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten, born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love." Man, the scripture, it takes me back about 10 years ago when I was studying at Tux, and I was in this place where I was like, God, there has got to be more. It feels like I'm reading the Bible and seeing you do these amazing things, but I don't see it in my own life. I'm not seeing this in my own life. And I was at a point where I was just asking God, God, why? Why am I not seeing this? And all of a sudden, the Lord just got real with me and he started to explain who he was and giving me a deeper understanding that he is love. And I started understanding that I was reading the Bible as if I was reading a post or if I was reading a magazine and hadn't really gotten to a place where I knew God and was in an actual relationship with him. You know, like I went to church for my whole life. My family loves Jesus. I love Jesus since I was a kid, but actually meeting him for the first time, meeting love for the first time, that blew everything that I knew of what life was out of the water. God is love. Welcome to Impact Radio. It is 12 past 10 in the morning, and that was "Jesus Changed My Life" by Katie Nicole. Jesus changed my life. I love that line in that song that says, "I can testify I'm not the same." I remember it so clearly as if it was yesterday. I was invited through to a conference in a small town in Limpopo called Falvata. This church, which I now belong to, River of Life Church, is, man, they were using entertainment in order to bring people in and then share the gospel, share Jesus and invite them into that relationship. And I remember being in this stage of my life where I was like, man, Lord, you're either real or you're not real. I need to know. There has to be more. I've got to come into a place where the things that are happening in the Word of God is happening in my life. How, you know? And at this wedding that I went to, these people just started testifying to me about the love of God and seeing signs, wonders, and miracles in their life. And I was like, man, God, if you are real like that, I need that in my life. I really want to know you like that. And so I went through to this conference and they invited the evangelist I was talking invited everyone onto the sports field. It was actually at the law school, Valvalta Law School. And so we were on the sports field and people were coming up, and this evangelist was going down the line and he was going, fire, fire, fire. And I was like, man, I am not into anything flaky or strange. I just want Jesus. Like, so I took my position because I'd never been exposed to different moves of God. So I was like, okay, Lord, I really want you. My heart is to want you. It wants to know you. I need to know you, please. I'm here for the real thing. And this evangelist came to me and he just touched me and said, fire. And for the first time, man, it was the only way I can explain it is, you know, when you get up really quickly and you get really faint. It's almost like, man, I really need to sit down, like otherwise I'm going to fall down. And literally that's what happened to me. I went down onto the sports field and for the first time in my life, I saw Jesus in front of me. And we were sitting in this field and he just started laughing. And because he was laughing, I started laughing. And I was literally on my back on the sports field, my first real encounter with God, and I just couldn't stop laughing. And I remember thinking, Owen, just shush, like, you know, just shut up. Like, you're such a chop. Just like, you know, control yourself. But I couldn't, because I had met Jesus for the first time. And that moment, I can really resonate with that song from Katie Nicole. Jesus changed my life. The moment I met him, the moment I came into a real relationship with him and discovered how real he was and how much he loved me, just changed everything. So I actually just want to open up the WhatsApp line. If you had an encounter with God, something that really just changed you, you know, you were never the same again after that. Just let us know on our WhatsApp line, 071-364-0376. And let's just celebrate how real God is. What amazing love we get from God. It is 24 past 10 and you're listening to Impact Radio 103 FM. And we are talking about going back to our first real experiences with God, coming into a real relationship with him and just being real, just actually asking God, like, God, if you are real, show me. If you are really who you say you are, show me. I need to know. And so, you know, even just listening to that song, you know how certain songs take you back to certain moments in your life. And I remember this song took me back to when I was just coming into a time where I was like saying, God, I know you are real. Like, I've encountered you and that encounter changed my life. And it's all about your love. It's simply just about that you love me and how, man, that love changed me. That love took me to a place that I knew that life was worth living. And I remember actually just researching Kim Walker Smith, who was featuring in that song, Unstoppable Love. And she had this testimony where she was going through a time also where she was asking God questions and just sitting down with God and taking the time to build relationship, you know. And I think that's so important. A lot of people, myself included, we think that there's a shortcut. We think that there is an easy way to do it. And actually, it just comes down to spending time with the people that you love, spending time and getting to grow in that relationship. And one of the things that Kim Walker was talking about in this testimony was she was asking God certain real questions. And one of them was, God, how much do you love me? And the Lord had said to her, like given her this image of a doll she used to play with called a Stretch Armstrong doll, where you'd literally pull the arms and it would like stretch on for like ever. And it was like God was saying, I love you this much. And so I decided, you know what, Lord, I'm going to ask you the same question. How much do you love me? because I realize I need to make this personal. This is a personal relationship between you and me, between no one else, just you and me. And I need to know, how much do you love me? And I remember him taking me through to a scripture in Genesis where he was talking about creation. And then all of a sudden he said, he was describing how he placed the stars in the sky and as tokens and signs of his provident care. And that struck me so much. Like in that moment, I could just see God saying that same thing to me. Just as the expanse of the universe, we don't know where it finishes, and scientists are saying that it's constantly growing, constantly expanding. But, and it was like God was saying to me, this is how much I love you. I love you this much. And it was like just going on forever. That love changes us. That coming into that real encounter with God changes us and knowing him. And I just want to take us back to that scripture we read earlier, 1 John 4 verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten, born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive, recognize, and get a better and clearer knowledge of him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, and does not and never did know him. For God is love. Point Worship, the Lord's Prayer. You are listening to Impact Radio 103 FM, and it's such a privilege to be with you today and to be talking to you about love, talking to you about getting to know God. You know, one thing I've realized with any relationship is that we have to be real. We have to be really real. And I remember getting to that stage and just the beginning stages of my relationship with the Lord. And he was saying to me, Owen, if you will be real with me, I'm going to get real with you. I'll run with you as fast as you're willing to go. But just have that heart that is teachable. Have that heart that is just hungry to really know me. Not any form of me. Not any religion, not anything that is outside what looks like me, but actually just getting to know me. Spend the time to know my heart. Spend the time to really, really get to know me. My spiritual father always says, when we pray, we're talking to God. And when God talks to us, he talks to us through the word. When we're reading the word, he talks to us. And I found that spending time with him in many different ways, whether it be in the word and allowing him to talk to me, or being in times of worship, or even being out serving people, just doing something from the kingdom, doing something and applying the word of God to my life, really introduced me into relationship. You know, and I want to read this scripture, 1 John 4, verse 12. It says, no man has at any time yet seen God, but if we love one another, God abides, lives, and remains in us. And his love, that love which is essentially his, is brought to completion, to its full maturity, and runs its full course, and is perfected in us. that is awesome. That is God speaking to us, saying that he wants us to know him. He wants his love to be in us. So as we have a relationship with God, as we enter into this relationship and find out what real love really is, he takes us into being filled with his love. And from being filled with that love, we are able to give that love to others. So I would encourage you to really go and seek God. Get hungry for what's real. Get real. be serious about saying, okay, you know what, Lord, if you are who you say you are, I need to know you. If what you're doing is really real, I need to see it. Come and show me. And I know if you are serious with God, God is going to be serious with you. We are talking today about really meeting God and being in our relationship with Him, being serious about pursuing that and actually just allowing God to show us who He is. You know, we've been speaking about in 1 John how it speaks and says that God is love. And when we share love with other people, we're actually sharing God. So I want to encourage you, if you have a testimony that you would really love to share about how you have encountered God, how you met Him and came into a real relationship, just let us know on our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376 and encourage someone today about actually stepping into that relationship. The Bible says that when we testify, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So let's help somebody else overcome and let's step into this real relationship with Jesus.